Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's a schooling option that some parents and teachers say is terrific for young African-American kids. It's called African-centered learning, with curriculum that focuses on the experiences and accomplishments of blacks. Supporters began opening schools in the U.S. in the late 1960s. At its height, there were at least 60 African-centered schools, mostly in larger cities. By the 1990s, Detroit had more African-centered schools than anywhere else in the country. But in the past two decades, more than a dozen of those schools have closed. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman reports on what that loss means for some of the city's kids.
So, keep in mind that question. Okay?
African proverbs and pictures of Harriet Tubman line the hallways at Paul Robeson Malcolm X Academy in Detroit. Walia Dawson is teaching a sixth grade class about post-World War II America. The lesson focuses on how black people were treated at the time.
But at the same time, you have people like Dr. King who stepped up and said...
This is one of Detroit's few remaining schools that uses an African-centered curriculum.
We pretty much take pieces of our African-American heritage or culture and try to infuse it into the curriculum.
In other words, the school teaches from the perspective of African descendants rather than Europeans. While most schools teach kids about former U.S. presidents and the contributions from European immigrants, African-centered schools focus on the experience of slaves and the accomplishments of black people.
It's making the child the center of their education, letting them know that where they came from and how things came to be the way they are right now.
Dawson's been teaching for 25 years. Her students know her as Mama Walia. The Swahili titles of Mama for female teachers and Baba for male teachers are staples of African-centered schools. During the 1990s, Detroit had 17 of these schools. But in 1999, the state took control of the district, and African-centered schools were the casualties of many rounds of closures and district restructurings. With an emphasis on standardized testing to determine school funding, few of these schools had the test scores to stay open. The principal at Paul Robeson Malcolm X estimates that more than 8,500 seats vanished from African-centered classrooms in Detroit in the past two decades. Now only three of these schools remain in the city, and advocates say Detroit's black children are the ones who lost the most.
Because we live in a world, in an environment, in a society that's Eurocentric.
This is Jamon Jordan. He taught at the Inseroma Institute for 9 years. The Detroit African-centered K-8 school closed in 2012. He thinks a Eurocentric society is inherently white supremacist.
It upholds the idea that the thinking of whites, the accomplishments of whites, and even the lives of whites is more important than the thinking, the accomplishments, and the lives of other people, people of color, including African people.
Jordan argues African-centered education prepares black students to battle white supremacy, and he says it's best to begin that battle early.
A lot of the things that I learned in school definitely molded me into a person that I am today that I feel like has a more informed view about the world.
Darius Glenn is 24. He's a poet and musician. Glenn attended one of Detroit's African-centered schools that's now closed.
Reading about Claude McKay in fifth grade and reciting his poem got me into spoken word.
Glenn says he started out in traditional public schools, but he wasn't as engaged in learning about people who not only didn't look like him, but owned people who looked like him. Glenn transferred to an African-centered school in fifth grade, and he says it engaged him in ways he hadn't experienced before.
Like I said, learning about a lot of black folks in history, it definitely can give you a sense of pride, a sense of, belonging.
That's something Ebony West was looking for. West grew up in Houston, and she says she never felt completely at ease in school. She always felt like she had to explain things to her white friends about her hair or her skin or her diet. But her brothers came up in Detroit, where they attended African-centered schools, and she saw a better option, one she wanted for her own kids.
You can't shield kids from the world, and from racism and otherness and, misunderstandings, hurt feelings, all of those things. You can't shield them from that, but you can incubate them. You can protect them. You can let them develop a really solid sense of self before you let the rest of those things in.
So in 1999, she enrolled her oldest daughter at an African-centered school. and then her son, to help them develop a solid sense of who they were and a pride in who they were before the world could get to them.
There's something that really can break your spirit, you know, and damage you, actually, in a way that's, I feel like, irreparable.
Those schools where she sent her older kids are closed now, but Wes says they were a place where her kids felt loved, comfortable, and safe. And she says that's the best environment for anyone to learn in. For Here and Now, I'm Bryce Huffman.